Major cities aren't the only places that define style. Right now, the 23rd annual Western Design Conference is in full swing in Jackson. The juried show features the work of more than 100 artists from around the country, including many from Wyoming. Director Allison Merritt spoke to Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer about what the event brings to the world of design.
There really isn't anything like this in the country anywhere else. And it's, you know, promoting these artists that work in one-of-a-kind creations and craft.
What do you mean when you say there isn't anything like this anywhere else in the country?
So the work that you'll see here at the Western Design Conference is all functional work. So it's artists working in leather and woodworking, metal, mixed media, art to wear, fashion and jewelry. But the bottom line is that it's not just beautiful. It actually serves for form and function, so that it's living with pieces in your home or daily life that serve a purpose.
When a great example would be last year's Best of Show. Tell me about this remarkable wooden bicycle from Powell.
That's a great story. Adi Beckis is a woodworker, and he is out of Powell, Wyoming. And last year wowed not only our judges, but all of the public with a handmade bicycle. It's a cruiser, a beach cruiser. He not only had it ergonomically correct in every way, but then had 200 layers of veneer and, you know, just created this amazing piece of artwork, and is coming back this year with another bike. And so we're excited to see what he presents.
Well, and that's part of what caught my eye about the Western Design Conference, is that when you say Western, you think, you know, cowboy hats or knives or jewelry, silver, turquoise, that kind of thing. And that, of course, is all present. But then there are things like this bike. And of course, you could argue that bikes are incredibly Western as well, given the mountain biking culture.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny that you say that, because a really great woodworker from Jackson, his name is Burke Fates, he came up to me last year and he said, "Allison, I got to tell you, I wasn't sure about that bike at first." He said, "But after I looked at it, that there was no way you couldn't, you know, argue that really did deserve Best of Show," because Burt is very traditional. And a lot of the work that you'll see here is traditional or influenced by, say, Thomas Molesworth or Adirondack influences, a lot of Native American influence. But then we have this crossover, because there are, you know, a huge number of collectors and patrons that are looking for more contemporary pieces. It doesn't have to mean heavy log furniture.
Well, and there are a lot of very strong traditional ideas, maybe even cliches, when one thinks of Western. How much room is there for evolution and for pushing the envelope?
That's what we feel the Western Design Conference is all about. It is really designed to serve as a platform and a place for fellow artisans to unite and let their sort of Western spirit run wild.
So talk a little bit about what role you hope the Western Design Conference can play in shaping popular concepts of what Western is.
As the world evolves and people's ideas change, we really hope that the Western Design Conference can serve as a platform to promote the evolution of design, wherever that is tending to go with different trends. That the pieces that you'll see at this show really are what will be setting current trends in the world. And that's what's unique about it, I think, too, is that you can walk in with one, you know, sort of interpretation and maybe leave with another.
So is it fair to encapsulate your aspirations this way? Paris, Milan, Jackson Hole?
Absolutely.